KJAN Sports.
Time for a check of sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. In high school sports around the area last night, a few high school basketball matchups locally. In boys basketball, it was Creston defeating Lewis Central 61-51. Lennox over Diagonal 48-35. Nishnabotna needed five overtimes to beat Rockport, Missouri 58-57. West Nottoway, Missouri beating South Page 72-53. Also in girls basketball last night, it was Lennox over Diagonal 45-34. Rockport, Missouri topping Nishnabotna 39-34. And South Page defeating West Nottoway, Missouri 59-26. Maple Valley versus IKM Manning, girls and boys. And Clark versus Mount Air, girls and boys, were postponed last night. We have high school basketball tonight for you here on KJAN as well, as Chris and I will be in Harlan tonight as the Cyclones play host to the Atlantic Trojans in Hawkeye 10 Conference boys basketball. Atlantic enters the game with a 6-1 season record. Harlan stands 3-3 on the year, entering into that ball game tonight. We'll have it for you live this evening here on AM 1220 and FM 101.1. You can listen online at KJAN.com. Or if you can't make it to the ball game tonight, you can watch it with us live. We'll have live streaming video for you this evening. Just go to the TV page at KJAN.com and you can watch it right along with us. That's Atlantic at Harlan Boys Basketball live tonight here on KJAN. The weekly Associated Press Boys High School Basketball top 10 polls look like this this week. In Class 4A, Iowa City West is ranked number one, with Dowling Catholic, North Scott, Pleasant Valley, and Des Moines Hoover the top five. Ankeny Centennial, Waukee, Urbandale, Cedar Rapids Kennedy, and Linmar round out the top 10. In Class 3A, Waverly Shellrock remains number one, with MOC Floyd Valley, Dubuque Wallert, Spirit Lake, and Lamar's the top five. Gilbert is ranked sixth. There's a tie at seventh between Creston and Humboldt. Also this week, Central Clinton is number 9. Denison checks in at number 10 in this week's 3A poll. In Class 2A, IKM Manning is number 1 ranked this week, with Western Christian number 2. Iowa City Regina ranked 3rd. Monticello is 4th. Cascade is 5th, followed by Applington Parkersburg. New Hampton Trainer is at number 8. Pella Christian and Anamosa finish off the top 10. And in Class 1A, that is, it's Central Lyon number 1, with Galen Catholic, Danville, Gladbrook, Rhinebeck, and Colonesco the top 5. West Hancock, Janesville, Nottoway Valley at number 8. Arweva is number 9, and Boyden Hall is ranked number 10 in this week's Boys 1A poll. Aaron White had 23 points. Gabe Olashaney scored a career-high 18, and Iowa beat Nebraska 70-59 last night for its first 2-0 start in the Big Ten in 12 years. Jared Utoff had 15 for the Hawkeyes, who prevailed thanks largely to a 31-13 edge on made free throws. Nebraska's Siobhan Shields led all scorers with 25 points, but the Cornhuskers had just 2 points in the final 2:43, and Iowa held the Cornhuskers star Teron Petaway to just 11 points. Iowa holds the rare distinction of 2 road wins over ranked opponents after winning at Ohio State last week. They're the only team in the country to be able to say that right now. The Huskers made the Hawkeyes work to earn their best league start since 2002 and 03, as Shields helped Nebraska take a 1-point lead midway through the second half. Iowa rallied with an 11-3 run to move back in front 61-54 with 4:39 left, as the Hawkeyes improved to 11-4 overall. They're 2-0 in Big Ten Conference play. Oklahoma and Notre Dame won battles of top 25 men's basketball teams on Monday, as Buddy Hield scored 13 points and 16th-ranked Sooners bolted to a 33-14 halftime lead before trashing number 10 Texas 70-49. Oklahoma allowed just 20% shooting while forcing 9 turnovers in the opening half. The 13th-ranked Irish blew an 11-point lead in the second half before Zach August hit a basket off of an offensive rebound with 107 left to lead a 71-70 win at number 18 North Carolina. August finished with 18 points, and Pat Connaughton had 16 for the Irish, as they shot 46% and improved to 3-0 in league play for the first time. Notre Dame is 15-1 overall. That's the best start in 15 seasons under coach Mike Bray. Also in the top 25, Juwan Staten scored 13 of his 16 points in the second half, as number 14 West Virginia beat Texas Tech 78-67. Well, Kentucky once again tops the Associated Press weekly men's college basketball poll that has a familiar look to it. The Wildcats are a unanimous number one choice for the 5th straight week, heading up the rankings, in which the top 5 teams remain the same. Kentucky is followed by Duke, Virginia, Wisconsin, and Louisville. Kentucky is 13-0. They've held the number one spot all season. Gonzaga, Arizona, Villanova, Utah, and Texas round out the top 10. Moving into the top 25 is Seton Hall at number 19 after victories over ranked rivals Villanova and St. John's. Making a top 25 appearance for the first time in history is Old Dominion. The Monarchs' 12-1 record has earned them a spot at number 25. UNI was number 23 last week. They've fallen out of this week's top 25. Iowa State was ninth last week. The Cyclones tumbled to 17th in this week's poll. After posting a 10-2 record in non-conference play, the Iowa State Cyclones get ready for the grind of a tough Big 12 conference race. The Cyclones open at home tonight against Oklahoma State.
You know, watching games before our game on Saturday and seeing the competitiveness of those games can be fun. A lot of fun for the fans, not so much for the coaches, trying to put game plans together where you can go out and compete and hopefully get wins, you know, especially when you're playing on the road in hostile environments.
That's ISU coach Fred Hoiberg. The Cyclones will be looking to bounce back from a 64-60 loss to South Carolina. Oklahoma State enters the game with a mark of 11-2.
Obviously, we had a similar opponent in South Carolina and Maryland, you know, both being our only two losses. You know, so they're running great stuff. They're getting the ball in the right guy's hands. You know, Travis, I think, is doing a really good job with that group. You know, they're playing extremely hard. You know, so we expect a battle. I thought they had a great game plan against Kansas State and executed it very well.
The Cowboys haven't posted a win in Hilton Coliseum since 2010. In football news, Lions coach Jim Caldwell said he'd like to see disputed calls like the one in Sunday's game against Dallas become part of replay review. With Detroit up 20-17 in the fourth quarter, referee Pete Morelli initially announced a pass interference penalty on Cowboys linebacker Anthony Hitchens before officials reversed themselves, leaving Detroit facing fourth down. The Cowboys scored a touchdown on their next possession to win the game 24-20. Coaches aren't allowed to signal for replay reviews of potential pass interference calls, but Caldwell indicates he'd like to see the league allow more reviews if possible. Caldwell said he was still angry about the play, but he didn't want to make excuses. St. Louis Rams owner Stan Kroenke is part of a development group that's announced plans to build an 80,000-seat stadium in the Los Angeles suburbs that could become a home for an NFL team. It becomes the latest in a string of stadium proposals in the Los Angeles area since the 1994 exit of the Rams and Raiders from Southern California. St. Louis is expected to offer the Rams a new stadium proposal by the end of the month, and the NFL has said no franchise can relocate before 2016. That's a check of sports this hour. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.